Maryland's chef Reginald Mack doesn't wear an S on his chest, but with spatula in hand, he might as well be the state's culinary hero. He's had his fair share of legal trouble in his younger days, and recently even saw his beloved restaurant close. But all through it, Chef Rome keeps cooking. WAMU's Amanda Michelle Gomez has this profile.
These are the sounds of the Food House, a commercial kitchen in Capitol Heights, Maryland. Along a sleepy strip mall sits a nondescript brick-and-mortar restaurant. But inside, the scene is bustling. Chefs of several businesses are valiantly meeting people's delivery orders for lunch. Call them heroes in disguise.
Hello, my name is Reginald Mack, a.k.a. Chef Rome, a.k.a. the Clark Kent of the kitchen. I emphasize that long O, and you get Rome. Some people might think it's ROM, like CD-ROM, but it's Rome.
Chef Rome is a freckled man with an easy laugh. Over the last decade, he's cooked in all kinds of kitchen, hotels, and food trucks. Recently, he was the chef and co-owner of In a Minute Cafe, a black-owned restaurant 3 miles away from here. But it shuttered in August. A Minute Cafe may have died, but Rome's culinary spirit lives on with a new ghost kitchen he calls House of Rome. For the last several months, he's been preparing soul seafood out of this shared kitchen alongside other local chefs. His signature dish is dubbed the Crack Bomb and is available for delivery and pickup.
The key is you don't want to break up those beautiful lumps. People want to see those. That's what creates the crack.
The name of the dish is apt, coming from Rome, because his life has had its fair share of cracks.
I wasn't always a chef. I wasn't always in the kitchen. I've always been an entrepreneur at heart, but unfortunately, I sold some narcotics. And crack cocaine was one of the narcotics that I had sold.
He grew up in Kentland, but now lives in Bowie. Known locally for his cheesesteak topped with crab dip, he didn't expect to land in the food business. He considered real estate after serving a short time in jail nearly 2 decades ago.
See, I couldn't sell narcotics for the rest of my life, but I got to sell something because I'm an entrepreneur at heart. My father had a moving company. I didn't want to move furniture all day and lift pianos all day. So I said, you know what? I'm going to sell some food. Let me go to culinary school. Follow granddad's footsteps.
Returning citizens often struggle to find employment, sometimes due to discriminatory hiring practices. But Rome says his past never got in the way of his professional successes.
The kitchen is really the only place that will accept you, because I don't know why that is, but that's just how it is. They look at somebody that may be went to jail and was like, okay, well, he's going to be a hard worker. Let's put him to work.
His story has inspired at least one person.
My name is Lakeisha Garden. I'm the owner of Lula Mae's Garden.
She also works out of the Food House.
I told him everything that he knows. Everything he knows.
Garden and Rome have known each other for at least 6 years. He would deliver food to her office when she worked a 9-to-5 job. She'd pepper him with questions whenever he stopped by because she wanted to start her own food business.
He told me to jump. He told me to just do it. He just said, do it. How would you ever know whether you'll fail unless you try it and do it? So that's what I did. I like working right next to him. You know, we teach each other a lot of different things, and we laugh and joke all day. And, you know, that's my homie. I love him too, though. Just a little bit.
Rome eventually sees himself leaving the Food House. He hopes to open another sit-down restaurant. He loves to dress a white plate, he says, noting that, quote, people eat with their eyes first. Until then, he'll have to dress his to-go containers, oftentimes using his sauces to make his dishes look their best for carry-out.
You never know who's eating your food. So somebody order on DoorDash, might be Barack Obama. You don't know.
That's why he says he treats everyone like a VIP. For WAMU, I'm Amanda Michelle Gomez.